Come, Holy Spirit, come by the most powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, your well-beloved spouse.
Every year on this first Sunday of Lent, we read the account of Jesus going out into the desert to fast and to pray for 40 days. And we hear of the ways in which the devil tempted him, but that he did not give in to any of those temptations. And we read this on the first Sunday of Lent because the church has always seen Lent as our participation in our Lord's time in the desert. We take 40 days of prayer and fasting, of doing penance, of seeking to purify our hearts so that we can more worthily celebrate the mysteries of our salvation during the Holy Triduum. And Jesus, during that time in the desert, as we heard today, ate nothing. And when they were over, he was hungry. But if you stop to think about it, there's a lot of other things that Jesus wouldn't have had in the desert. Just try to imagine going out into the desert by yourself for 40 days. No other human contact, none of the amenities of civilization. You're totally on your own. And in that time, Jesus would have experienced, among many other things, a profound silence. And it was the Spirit who led him into the desert for that time of prayer and of silence, of fasting, and of testing. But also throughout Jesus' life, we regularly see him going away by himself to spend the night in prayer, to be alone with his Father. And so I think one of the lessons that we need to learn from our Lord's example, especially during this season of Lent, is the importance for us of having silence in our life. And this is all the more true in our society, in which if we want to, we can constantly be surrounded by noise. We have constant 24/7 access to noise, and it becomes something that we don't even recognize. But silence is a prerequisite for deep and authentic prayer. For a deep and authentic Christian and spiritual life, we must have periods of silence in order to see clearly, in order to hear the voice of the Lord. A good friend of mine one time I heard give an analogy that I think really brings this home. Imagine you're in a city, Denver or Kansas City or Wichita or something like that, and it's nighttime and you look up into the sky. You'll see a few stars, but they won't be very bright. But I think we also all know the experience of going out into the middle of nowhere, into the country, and looking up at that same sky. And it's totally different. Why is that? Well, we know the answer. The stars are the same. They're not what changed. What changed is we've removed ourselves from the distraction, from the noise, the interference of the city lights. And when you get rid of that earthly light, you can see the heavenly light more clearly. Well, the same thing is true in our own life. We often, I think, sometimes wonder, where is God? Why don't we see him? Why don't we hear him? Well, God is always the same. But if our life is filled with earthly lights and distractions and noises, we're not going to be able to see and hear clearly. And so Lent is a time for us to refocus, to recognize some of those distractions in our life that are taking away from our ability to be spiritually attentive to the voice of God. In order to do that, we need to experience the deprivation of those noises and distractions. We need to discipline ourselves and enter into an attitude and an atmosphere of silence. The church itself actually directs that, for example, there's more silence during Mass in the season of Lent. There's no music before or after Mass. There's no music if someone's not singing. The piano, the organ don't play by themselves. There's no Gloria. During Lent, the servers and I are going to process out in silence. And I think we need to get comfortable with that. We need to be willing to allow that silence to linger to not always feel like we have to fill it up with something. I think we need to allow that silence to linger after Mass, for example, to maybe spend a few minutes in thanksgiving and reflection upon the mystery that's just been celebrated. I think it'd be great for all of us to try to leave the church in a respectful silence, to respect those who might want to pray, but also just to allow our own minds and hearts to absorb the message that we've just received. But then we also need to allow that silence to continue to linger into our own personal lives. All of us need to experience times of silence. We need less entertainment, less media. We need less music, less radio, less TV, less talking, more listening. Because if we don't make a conscientious effort to listen to the voice of the Lord, we're not going to hear him. And that's going to affect our ability to enter into prayer, to develop a personal relationship with our Lord. Because without silence, there can't be deep prayer. I think we all know, though, and for some people this is true more than for others, silence can be hard. We're not used to it. It can be awkward. It can be uncomfortable. Part of the reason for that is that silence is also a period of trial. It's an experience of going out into the desert. And when Jesus went out into the desert, everything was not comfortable and easy. Time just didn't fly for 40 days in the desert. And also, when we truly experience silence, it can be slow and it can be difficult. We find ourselves being distracted. Maybe having bad thoughts, maybe thinking about all of the things that we could be doing to fill up the silence. Because the devil does not want us to stay in silence, and so he's going to tempt us to leave. And that's when we need to look to the example of our Lord and pray to him for the faith to stay strong, to persevere. But silence also enables us to hear more clearly what God might be asking us to do. And sometimes that makes us uncomfortable. Sometimes maybe our conscience pricks us a little bit because we know God wants something of us. And sometimes it's easier just to stay distracted. But what's easy is not always what's right. Silence is a true reflection of the state of our own soul. Somebody who's truly at peace with themselves and with God can be comfortable with silence. And if we're not, that can reveal to us that maybe we need to enter deeply, more deeply, into our spiritual life. And so this Lent, I invite us all to enter more deeply into silence. We don't always have to have the radio on or the TV on. We don't always have to have access to entertainment or media or our phone. To go out into the desert, to go out into the country so that we can see the stars more clearly, to enter into silence so that we can experience our Lord more deeply. And if we do this, if we're willing to go out into the desert, we'll find Jesus waiting for us because he wants to experience that with us. He wants us to be with him. And if we're willing to be with him in the desert, he will strengthen us in our faith, in our ability to imitate him, in rejecting the temptations of the devil, so that we, like him, can worship the Lord our God and serve him alone.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.